Eamon McGee, victory in the opening weekend of the championship against St Unions. You knew you were going to get a tight fixture here, but my God, you just had to work hard for that.
We did. We had to work hard. Like, we knew, like, we were coming in as underdogs. There's a lot of talk about Gidor and this and Gidor's panel, and we knew ourselves that we were up against it at Donald Park. It was Unions are a very good team, very well coached, and in fairness, like, we made hard work of it. But I thought we showed a lot of character, kind of dig it out, especially when we lost Orne, our kind of talisman, and our backs were to the wall. So it'll bring us on a wee bit, and there's a bigger test coming out against Glenties.
Yeah. Unions led at the break by a point, 1-5, 5-7. You run it at that stage, and you knew if you got a good start in the second half that you could come away here with a victory, and those opening 7 minutes proved to be the winning period.
Yeah, and you know, that's the frustrating thing, is that's on us, in us, and we back into our shallow. We start making the wrong decisions again, and that seems to be the thing that's come over from last year. It's still there, so it's a learning thing for us, and we need to take on the lessons fairly quickly. Like, but thankfully we had that start, and it just took us over the line. So without that start, we wouldn't have been in bother, I think.
Yeah, but the other side of it is, defensively, you've caused serious problems for St Unions, because they couldn't get any scores on the board at all. It took them a half an hour there in the second half before they registered one.
We have good lads there with Gillespie, we have Neil, and we have a good few characters about there. And, you know, we trust, because myself and Kevin are sitting up there, and we trust the lads to put in a shift. And in fairness, they didn't. They worked hard, and you know, I went back there for a wee bit in the second half, and tried to give the lads a dig out. But you know, that's our foundation, is our defence, and you know, we just need to bring a wee bit more to the attack now.
Yeah, massive one here today, but you're going to have to up the game, are you, for next week at home against Niamh Connell, because we've seen what Niamh Connell done to Dunloe on Saturday night.
Yeah, and even last year, you know, we thought we knew Niamh Connell dead and buried. They're 6 points up, you know. And they came back and they showed that they're a real championship side, and it's something that we probably need to learn a wee bit from them, that they make the right decisions, and they hold on to the ball, they don't want to give it, and it'll be another test. The only advantage I can see is it's in Marigallen. Like, we've played well in Marigallen all year, and that's the only advantage I can see. But again, we'll be underdogs again coming in.
Maxi Curran, championship opener now done and dusted. It's turned out to be a disappointing day for Unions on the home patch here in the O'Donnell Park. You just couldn't find those additional scores that could have seen you over the line.
No, and look, that I suppose will be the ultimately was our undoing. You know, not alone had we any wage, we just didn't even have the shots, and that's the disappointing bit. Gidor had a lot of bodies back, but look, I think we worked shooting opportunities, but we just didn't pull the trigger. I think people are very cautious. You know, that's probably the downside of all this negative football, these tactics that are on the go now. You know, teams are coached not to give the ball away silly, but it's a fine line by holding on the ball and not pulling the trigger. And you know, I think that's probably the most disappointing thing for us. You know, I think we had opportunities, but we just didn't shoot. You know, and that's the disappointment. But
were you content at half time leading by a point?
Ah, yeah, we were. Look, again, we were quite unfortunate. Aaron Dean hit the post twice, either one, you know, short before half time, and that would have put us in a good position. I think we could have had a couple of frees as well that we didn't get. That would have given us that wee bit of a cushion. And you know, I think we played most of the football, and we definitely dominated possession. And they weren't causing us too much bother at the other end. You know, they got up and they got a couple of scores. But like I say, you know, I think we were playing the game on our terms at that point. But I think we probably would have needed a few more scores, considering we were, you know, on top to an extent in the first half. But look, it came out in the second half, and Gidor kicked 3 points in the bounce, and that was it. We struggled to get the scores. We hit the post in the last minute of the free, but look, I don't think that was where the game was won or lost for us. I think just overall we weren't incisive enough up front, and we weren't just clinical enough up front, and we'll have to work on it now for the rest of the championship.
Is that maybe something that, given the fact that this team is young, that it's something that they have to learn more? So they do when it comes into such a big game and there's so much at stake and a championship encounter?
Yeah, well, possibly, but look, we still had a lot of experience out there, you know, boys that have played county football and played for the county senior team that you would hope would bring that level of experience to the team, and that would, you know, permeate the rest of the players. But look, as I say, we we've done an awful lot of things right, but I think just in the final third, we just failed to deliver and failed to show up, and I think we've a bit of work to do on our offensive game. You know, we're in a very tight group, and you know, we go to play Dunlow next week and Glenties week after, and you know, there'll be plenty of defensive systems on show then again. So we need to find a way to break them down and make more of our scoring opportunities.
Yeah, 2-1 can still see you out of the group, so can Maxi.
Yeah, look, I don't think an awful lot has changed, really. Like, I think you're always having to go down to Glenties and get a result. So it'll be interesting now to see how it goes down to Marigal next week. There'll be a lot of interest to spectators. I think a victory in Glenties probably would still be enough for us. So, you know, I don't think an awful lot has changed. But look, you're just disappointed today the way things ended up. You know, we put ourselves in a great position and we just didn't see the thing out, and that'll be the disappointing bit.